Your body is an ultimate high-performance machine, and Performance Lab Protein is the ultimate high-grade muscle fuel. This revolutionary plant-based formula has conquered the purity and taste issues that you get with most protein powders, and is clinically shown to be at least as effective as whey for increasing lean muscle mass. But again, don't take our word for it. Try it for 30 days, and if you're not blown away with a difference, you'll get your money back. Go to performancelab.com. Use discount code GENIRON10 to get 10% off. That's performancelab.com, discount code GENIRON and number 10.
Welcome to the Generation Iron Podcast, featuring the biggest names in bodybuilding, fitness, combat, and strength sports world.
If you want to be a bodybuilding champion, it takes hours and hours every day of being dedicated and being passionate about it.
How's your boy here, Kai Green, a.k.a. Mr. Getting It Done?
Yeah, buddy!
Tune in to the GI Exclusives on the Generation Iron Airwaves.
All right, this is Vlad Uden. We're back on Generation Iron Podcast. Now, today's guest is a heavyweight. He comes from Orange County, California. He's been in prison for many years. And since then, he built an empire and a very successful business called the Strength Cartel. Today, I welcome Big Boy. Big Boy, good to finally meet you, man.
Yeah, good to meet you, Big Boy.
I've been hearing a lot about you over the last couple of years, man. And it's good to be here in your gym.
Hell yeah, appreciate you guys coming through.
For sure, man. It seems like you've been building like your empire over the last few years. Can you tell me about your beginnings? How did you get into this business, in this industry? And how did you start?
Yeah, I've been working out pretty much half my life, you know what I mean? Worked out for sports and things like that. So I did this for the love of it, for the love of working out, before I even got into the whole fitness industry thing. I got into the industry thing because of Rich Piana. He actually reached out to me when I just started my Instagram, maybe within a few weeks of having it. He reached out to me and told me to hit him up. And that's what I did. And from there on, he kind of like put me on. And I watched how he built his brand. And then when I branched off, you could say, you know, I took the game, the business side of it, and utilized it in my business, you know?
It's funny that you brought him up, because the first time I heard about Strength Cartel, we were shooting with him for the film, Generation Iron 2.
Okay.
And I think it was a situation where it was a rumor that's going on that you and him had a fallout or something like that.
Yeah.
Is that true to that or no?
Yeah, definitely true, yeah. Yeah, I've actually spoke about it on my YouTube channel. It was actually my first official video when we had that falling out. I had put a video out there. And to make the long story short, I was with this brand, his clothing supplement brand.
5%, right?
Yeah, 5%. And he always told me like, hey, whenever you wanna do clothing, just let me know, I'll be okay with it. So that's what I did. I came to him out of respect as a man, you know what I mean? I don't have to come to him, but out of respect for someone that helped me out, I came, hey Rich, is it okay if I start doing my own clothing? And he gave me his blessings. Like, yeah, go ahead, Big Boy. I got no problem with that. Like I said, when you want to do your own clothing, all good. So I went about and started doing that, and I guess it bothered him, you know what I mean? Even though he gave me the permission, not that I need permission, but out of respect, I got his permission. Yeah, out of loyalty and respect. If he would have said no, maybe my answer or what I would have done would have been different. You know what I mean? But he gave me the blessings. Go ahead, Big Boy, do that. So that's what I did. And in return, he didn't show me the same respect. You know, he texted me at 3 a.m., like in the middle of the night. And to me, I took that like as disrespect. Like, you can't either call me or sit me down man to man to kind of let me know, hey, you know what, it's not gonna work out. I don't like that you have your own brand. Instead, he texted me at 3 a.m. And I took that personal and as disrespect. So that's how we kind of had the falling out.
Mm-hmm. One more question about it. The rumor is, and you can address it or not,
yeah,
it's up to you. But the rumor is the reason, because he used to live in L.A.
Yeah,
he used to live in L.A. And then he suddenly moved to Florida.
Uh-huh.
And the rumor is also because of the Strength Cartel, because...
Yeah, I don't know, dog. I mean, I'm not him. I don't know why he made that decision. I can't, you know, I can't speak on that. I don't know the answer. Only he knows. Rest in peace. And, you know, I guess it's going down that way, you know, to the grave.
But ever since that situation, basically, I keep hearing about Strength Cartel more and more and more.
Yeah.
And basically, like, you know, in a bodybuilding community, right? Like, there's different cliques, right? There's a 5%ers.
Yeah, yeah.
Iron Addicts.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. You know what I mean? But it seems like Strength Cartel started taking over the market share little by little, you know? What caused the growth to happen?
I think we took over, or I don't want to say we took over, you know, but I think we are making a big presence in a market that has been there, but no one has utilized it, being a Chicano, you know, Mexican-American. No one's really targeted that market. There's always been, you know, whites, blacks, there's Asians, things like that, but no one has targeted the Mexican-American community, you know? So that we took that over, I think it's been exploding because of that, because we've been getting a lot of support and we're representing our culture, you know what I mean? Then on top of that, just lifting heavy weight, that's what I do, you know? I like to lift heavy weight. I enjoy that. So of course, when you do something big, big feats and things that have never been done, it brings some light to you, you know? And
so what does it take to join your clique? I mean, is that you have to like lift a lot of, I mean,
no,
what does it take?
Not even. In my eyes, we call ourselves Strength Cartel heavy hitters. And in my eyes, you got to have the mentality to not be someone to give up, someone to keep pushing, someone that wants to, you know, progress, and someone that just takes care of business, whether it's in the gym, in business, with your family. To me, you know, anyone could be a heavy hitter as long as you have that mentality. We have a thing called a dead game, which is comes from actually dog fighting, right? You have two dogs fighting, let's just say. One can be called a cur bastard. You know, I know it's kind of a negative thing, but we use it as a positive thing. Like, so one dog that maybe will quit is called a cur, and then one that will stay fighting till death, which, like we like to say, like, you know, will die underneath the bar, is called dead game. Basically, you're gonna die fighting. You know what I mean? Like, you got no quit in you. You're just a game, like when they say a fighter, a game fighter. So
you believe in that? That's the mentality.
That's what I believe in. Yeah.
Never giving up. Right?
Never giving up. Yeah. So not a negative thing, but a positive thing. You know what? Whatever we're striving to do, whether it's weight, business, personal life, things like that, you're just striving to keep pushing forward, you know?
Mm-hmm. How did you begin lifting? Do you remember, like, were you always strong? were you weak before you got strong as you were training? I mean, how did you get into that?
Yeah. I started doing, like, a lot of body weight stuff, like push-ups, pull-ups on my own. And then I've been playing sports my whole life, to, you know, baseball, basketball, football, soccer, hockey, I mean, fighting, things like that. I've been in sports my whole life. So I always knew lifting weights helped with that, you know, and I actually found like a love and an addiction to lifting weights, you know. So along with whatever sport I played, I always worked really hard in the gym, you know, and I saw a big crossover in that.
So can you tell me some of your milestones that you hit as far as personal, you know, the way that you actually lifted?
Yeah, just some like feats of strength or whatever. Yeah, I will say in the fitness industry, while I was with Rich, the first thing I will say that put me on like a good platform, you know, was I hit a 375-pound dumbbell, and I rode it four times, and I was the first person to do that. It's actually in Yucaipa. And,
oh, it's like a special room, right? They have his dumbbell there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The vault.
The vault, right.
Yeah,
right.
So Rich actually heard about it, that there was this 375-pound dumbbell, and he's like, hey, you think you could lift it? And of course, like, I've never touched something over maybe 200 pounds, and you know, same thing, even back then, dead game mentality. What we got going on here has been a mentality and a lifestyle that I lived way before the brand, you know? So I already had that inside of me to be that way, just made it into the brand. So anyways, yeah, we went over there, you know, saw the dumbbell and, you know, gave it my best shot and ended up doing it four times. And that video went like what you call like viral. I think it has like 15 million views or something, you know? Yeah, so that's what kind of gave me my first little push. And then back then we're just doing kind of more videos that were more dangerous, but you know, things for people to talk about, like we were doing way back then, which is maybe like 5-6 years ago now. We're doing like no-handed squats. We're doing one-arm deadlifts. No, just resting on the back, you know. We were showing like maybe, you know, cause sports background, jumping on tires, doing flagpoles. Like I was doing a lot of things other than just lifting. We're showcasing all the areas of my skills, you know. So back then we were just nonstop doing crazy stuff, you know. And it kind of put me where I am today. And now I try to, of course, lift heavy, but a little smarter. I can't really afford to get too injured, you know.
Were you injured before?
No, but I don't want to be, you know what I mean? Yeah, no, luckily, man, no injuries. So, but yeah, back then, you know, when you build your name, you really gotta do things for people to see you, right? So you gotta be ready to lift heavy at all times, show your skills, you know, have that presence on a camera, you know what I mean, that no one else can, so.
Do you think you, not learned, but took away something from Rich Piana, which is his marketing abilities and his social media skills that he had?
For sure, man. If you're a student of the game, you're always learning, and that's what I am. I learn from everyone around me, especially in this industry and in any other people that are successful businessmen. I'm always learning at all times, you know what I mean? Like I said, I'm a student in the game of business, you know what I mean? And that's how you make money, is business. Lifting heavy weights is not gonna make you money. Being a businessman and, you know, entrepreneur and things like that is gonna make you money. So you gotta be smart outside of the gym, you know?
Your main business, it's supplements and clothing, correct? The Strength Cartel?
Yeah, supplements, clothing. Yeah, we got a lot of revenue, sources of revenue. We got, supplements, clothing. We do the YouTube. We got the gym. Yeah, we got the online training. Just got the big sponsorship with the Monster.
So congratulations, man.
Yeah, thank you, awesome, man.
What is it difficult for you to enter this industry where it's dominated by big, giant companies that manufacture supplements, and suddenly you come in, right, and you kind of trying to break through your product? Was it challenging for you to do that?
No, it's just overhead, right? It's just investing in yourself and getting the products in here. And once you create a platform and you come out with a good product, I think if you have a good support base, they're going to, you know, purchase. And if you live by your brand, like I live by the movement and brand, you know, I'm a walking billboard for my brand, you know, I don't switch up, it's not an act. So I'm not trying to compete with like a mainstream brand, you know what I mean? Whatever it is out there, I'm not really trying. I'm doing my own lane, you know what I mean? Like they say, like when you got wood, we're going against the grain, you know, everyone's going this way, I'm gonna go this way, you know what I mean? And create my own lane.
Now, as far as, you know, being authentic, right? I understand it's very important to you.
Being a what?
Authentic and just kind of having a level of like being real, right? It seems like it's very important to you and your...
Oh, 100%.
Strength Cartel.
Yeah.
So when you see people out there, I guess online, creating gimmicks like lifting fake weights,
you take
that seriously, yeah?
Yeah, man. You know, to each their own. Like if you're referring to like Brad Castleberry and things like that.
Something that happened, right? Mm-hmm. You guys approached him or something. What happened? I saw partial video.
Yeah, basically myself and one of my boys, we all came up, but one of my boys had a personal issue with them outside of just lifting weights and things like that. They actually lived in the same area and used to go to the same gym, and he burned my boy. So it was more than just about what you saw on the camera. There was some backstory to it, you know? And so yeah, he kind of called them out like that, and you know, he's a bitch, and that's what it is, and whatever, we left it as that, you know? But it wasn't like an innocent thing where like, oh, we're picking on him or something like that. He actually did my boy dirty. Like anything I or the guys on my team, if we ever confront or say things, it's not because we're going out and picking on someone. It's actually because someone probably did something to us, and we're just, you know, approaching the situation head on instead of on a keyboard and being like, hey, Brad Castleberry, you're a b-. Instead, we're being men and going, hey, what's up, man? Like, what's going on with this? You know what I mean? Just confronting it head on, like I'm sure you would do, or anything else. If you heard this guy over here is talking crap, I'm like, what's up, man? Why do you have a problem with me? You know what I mean?
After that happened, did you guys, after that, it was all good, or?
It's not all good. It's just go your separate ways. You know what I mean? If you're, if we confront you and you basically, you know, you don't have an answer and you're gonna kind of, you know, rank out whatever, then it's all good. Go your separate way, just stay away from us. You know what I mean?
Somebody like him, or not like him specifically, but somebody who's lifting fake weights online, and it's very obvious that they do that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, it's pretty much everybody knows that it's fake, right?
Mm.
Why are they still, you think, who do you think the fans are of that person? Like,
kids, man.
Just kids?
Yeah. Because, I mean, you're a grown man, right? You know what's going on, and you can see right through it. But if you're a younger kid, you know what I mean? He has a good physique. You know, he has, like, a crazy presence. He's, you know, whatever, obnoxious, you could say. You know, maybe they gravitate to that. And, you know, so kids, man, they can be dictated on things easily.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
How do you feel about... you know, bloggers, like YouTubers,
mm-hmm.
people that are in the fitness, not necessarily bodybuilders or powerlifters, but just media personalities that create content that sometimes use, you know, provocative titles to gain clicks. You yourself in the media as well, so you kind of know the importance of that. But how do you feel about those type of individuals that just, you know, basically bloggers that sometimes rub people the wrong way?
Like use like different people drama situation to get views, or like a clickbait type thing? I mean, I don't know. It's a new era, right? And I guess in their eyes, it's a way for them to make money, you know? To each their own. I wouldn't go and do that, you know? But, you know, it's a new era, man. Social media makes people money. This is a way to monetize and create revenue. So, you know, when people see these opportunities, they capitalize it. They're going to be, you know, an opportunist. A lot of people in this world are opportunists, you know. So, yeah, I mean, people are going to do dumb stuff regardless, right? So whether it's social media or, you know, real life, whatever, there's going to be people that do dumb stuff. So,
but you being so real, would you like, if somebody made a video about you, would you just disregard it and not approach it, or would you ever go?
It was kind of hard, right? Like, so right. Even with the Brad Castleberry incident, it's not really like, you know, you could say old school where, you know, if you got a problem and you do feel disrespected, maybe you know, duke it out in the parking lot, whatever. But nowadays that doesn't exist, right? Everyone's gonna press charges, so you gotta be careful. I don't know, man. I know I wouldn't like it, and my mentality would be approach them and call them out, but you gotta be careful, man. You know, 911 is on everyone's speed dial nowadays. You know, that's what it seems like. So, yeah, they call the police for every little problem, man. But, you know, it's all good. They know deep down inside that they're a coward if that's what they do, you know? So.
I hear you. What do you think? I mean, are you more of a fan of powerlifting or bodybuilding or both? What do you think about the state of bodybuilding currently, of the current condition?
I like powerlifting because I like lifting heavy, and I think bodybuilding is cool to have a shredded up physique. I mean, that's a lot of hard work. Personally, I would never be a bodybuilder. I wouldn't mind leaning up. That'd be, you know, badass. So I respect both 100%. You know. I just personally wouldn't, that's not what I would want to do, you know, but I think it's a lot of hard work and dedication that goes into it, you know.
But you respect the strength, the actual, like, act of
lifting. Oh, yeah, it's hard training. Regardless, man, if you're a powerlifter, a bodybuilder, I mean, it's hard training, you know what I mean? It's not easy, you know, to put your body through that much toll, you know, put your body through it, so.
Yeah. I have a question for you, since, you know, you are a powerlifter yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you follow powerlifting.
Yeah.
I have a controversial a question about a controversial subject for you.
Okay.
So recently there's been some outrage because there was transgender athletes, women that enter women competition, but they used to be men.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know.
And then they
that.
Get into the competition and they get first place, like, very easily.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
I didn't
physically
even know.
You don't know about that? Yeah, there was,
nah.
There was a few incidents like that happened recently.
Oh, damn.
When you think about that, you know, mm-hmm. and there's been outrage, you know, people saying that this should never happen, they should not enter these competitions.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, there's a lot of sides saying, no, they're transgender, they should, you know, they're women, they should go.
Yeah.
I mean, when you hear that as a fan of powerlifting, how do you, you know, what do you think? Is there a solution to that, in your opinion?
Man, for that question, I don't know. I mean, I don't even want to get that political because I know people are feel strongly about certain situations. So, I mean, that's going to be up to the federations that they do it in, right? I'm going to leave that up to them because, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. I think God made you one way. You should stick to that. But if whatever the reason, you know, behind their change of gender, I mean, that's their personal, you know, their personal preference. So
I hear you.
Yeah.
About a year ago, Arnold, he was at one of the panels and he made a comment that bodybuilding, specifically bodybuilding, going forward should be drug tested to change the dynamic of it going forward. What do you think about that statement? Or just in general, because people always debate steroids in bodybuilding, you know?
Yeah.
As a fan of bodybuilding, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I don't know, Arnold. Like, I don't know if, you know, I don't have hard evidence of him doing it or not, but I think that's kind of like a move of him to try to make it harder for other people if that's their preference or that's what they want to do, you know? So, I don't know. Like, I think he should just keep his mouth shut. You know what I mean? With all honesty, why even speak up on it?
But him aside for a second, do you think bodybuilding should, like, as a sport, do you think it should be controlled or no? In that.
I mean, if you want to see, you know, freaks and stuff, huge ass dudes. I mean, I will say let it keep doing what it's doing, run its course. You know, but if you don't, you want to see more just, you know, natural people. Then yeah, I mean, isn't there both categories already? Isn't there natural and
federations?
Yeah, federations.
You
know, it's like in powerlifting, right? You want to lift in the natural one or you want to just lift in an open one. I mean, people have their choice. I don't know why, you know, they would want to just categorize something like, you know, have them both in the same, you know? So, yeah, I don't know, man. People just have a lot of opinions. You know what I mean? They have a lot of opinions, so. Everyone has them, man.
How do you feel about social media, and especially for the fitness industry? Do you think, some people say it's a gift, some people say it's a curse, because it created so many different influencers who have no business influencing anybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just, you know, for whatever reason, it became popular.
Right.
How do you feel about it? How do you feel about social media specifically today?
I mean, if it's a way, for me, I figure two reasons for me why I like social media is one, you have a platform to make, you know, an influence on people the right way, motivate them, encourage them to do the right thing, especially someone like me that's had a history of, you know, going to prison and things like that, like having a history of maybe doing wrong, but now showing that you could do right. I feel like that's a good thing. You know what I mean? Showing that there's a positive way you can, you know, put your energy into. And also a way to create revenue, to monetize what you do, you know? Of course, like I'd wanna work out for a living and have a business, and that's all I'm blessed to do it through social media, you know? But if you're using it, you know, to just create drama or things like that, then yeah, it's dumb, you know? But it's a new era, I guess, like you said, and people will do anything for social media.
You mentioned prison. What year did you go to prison?
A few years back, man. You know, I did just about 4 years. So, yeah, when I was 19, yeah, that's in the past. You know, and now it's all about being positive.
That's amazing. Yeah, bless.
Yeah.
You ever imagine like back then that you're gonna be in this position right now?
Oh, never, man. I mean, social media back then wasn't like this, right? This is it's all a new era, and it's cool, man. There's positives and negatives, like you just said, and everything, man. You just gotta try to do the positives.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah.
So it seems like right now, honestly, strength cartel specifically, it seems like a lot of the crews, kind of like a lot of the crews that they were popular just 2 years ago, they kind of dying out a little bit.
Yeah.
It seems like you're at the forefront right now.
I
definitely think that.
That's badass.
What do you, and not just as a company, but really as a movement, I think. What do you think you want to take this movement forward? What do you see in the next 5 years?
I really like to get the movement more to a lifestyle movement. You know, right now we have a big presence in powerlifting and fitness and just working out in the gym. I like to take the brand, you know, outside of it, outside the box. Like, you know, we have rappers on the team, we have boxers, you know, we have fighters, you know, get basketball players, things like that. Like, basically, I would like to brand the brand to be seen outside of the gym. You know, that's the goal, is to create a lifestyle brand so that it's not just, you know, excluded to one industry. You know, I want to be able to be in all and be able to see the brand just outside of the gym. I think that's my biggest goal, is to really get the brand to be a mainstream movement and a lifestyle, not just a gym, but a lifestyle for everyone to live.
I want to wish you good luck, man. I love what you're doing, man. And great meeting you finally.
Hey, likewise,
thank you so much, brother.
I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, man.
Absolutely.
Visit GenerationIron.com for even more GI exclusive content on all things bodybuilding, fitness, combat, and strength sports. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this show on Apple Podcasts or wherever podcasts are downloaded.
Your body is an ultimate high-performance machine, and Performance Lab Protein is the ultimate high-grade muscle fuel. This revolutionary plant-based formula has conquered the purity and taste issues that you get with most protein powders, and is clinically shown to be at least as effective as whey for increasing lean muscle mass. But again, don't take our word for it. Try it for 30 days, and if you're not blown away with a difference, you'll get your money back. Go to performancelab.com. Use discount code GenIron10 to get 10% off. That's performancelab.com, discount code GENIRON and number 10.